Welcome to the Carol Reitberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Hello, and thanks for joining me today. I'm your host, medical intuitive Carol Reitberger, and the topic of today's show is both exciting. One of the hottest topics is when it comes to anti-aging, but I also need to let you know it's one of the most controversial topics that we're dealing with when women start into that rite of passage called menopause. And what we're going to be doing, what I'm going to be doing today is I'm going to be talking about menopause and talking about this controversial topic, which is bioidentical hormones. And one of the things that I've found with bioidentical hormones is that it really is something that we need to really kind of go inside and look at what can we deal with and how can we accept our body in this rite of passage that it's going through and this change of life, which is deeper than just on the surface of the physical body. So today I'm going to be talking about menopause and bioidentical hormones. I'm going to be answering a lot of questions around it. But if you're a woman who is entering into that perimenopausal stage, you're actually into menopause, or heaven help you, you're on the other side, such as I am, on the postmenopause side, it is really something for us to seriously look at to see how they're going to be able to help us become comfortable in our skin, deal with a lot of the issues that happen, the night sweats, the weight gain, the hot flashes that we have, and the mood swings that actually can make PMS look like they're absolutely nothing, and not to mention the loss of libido. So really, when we start experiencing these, we have to look at the frequency that we're having these things happen, and how is it really impacting the quality of life? And that's really the first question that we ought to be asking ourselves, to really look into the consideration of whether we should look for some way to help us through this time of change in the physical body. Some of the questions I'm going to be answering today is that while they really are a hot topic and they're really part of this whole anti-aging movement we're now getting because they've been in use for a while, we are actually getting very valid, strong evidence that they do help the female body considerably, help the female stay in her skin. But there's still always that uncertainty as do they really work? And if so, can any woman take them? Another question I'm going to be answering is that do they really reverse the aging process? And are they just for women or can men take them also? And then the first and foremost question that we always seem to hit when we go into this bioidentical therapy, hormone replacement therapy conversation is how safe are they? So I'm going to be answering those questions and addressing them in the show today, and I hope that you'll find the information of value. There's so many things now that are on the website that can help us. I have a friend, a medical intuitive friend, Caroline Sutherland. You can go to her website, carolinesutherland.com. She's also a medical intuitive, and Caroline has done tremendous work around bioidentical hormone therapy. She actually has some products, some good progesterone cream, and some products that can be used to help women go through this time of change in their lifetime. And then also she's done some wonderful seminars with physicians who are really looking at the benefits of bioidentical hormones. So again, if you want to know more, you can go to WebMD, you can Google bioidentical hormones, you can visit my friend's site, Caroline Sutherland, and I know that there's many, many other wonderful holistic practitioners, integrative medicine doctors, and people who really do specialize in this whole bioidentical movement that we're in right now. So I encourage you, as I do in all of my work, become informed, find out what's out there, know what your family history is, and then go in and start gathering the information and talking to people and asking your questions. And first and foremost, ask the question is how safe are they? And then they're going to ask you about your family history. So lots of information that's out there, and I'm going to be covering just a very small part of the whole matrix of what's going on, but I hope that you'll find it of value. I'm also going to be taking your calls and sharing my medical intuitive skills with you. So if you have a question for me about today's topic or a question about your health, you can call me in the U.S. and Canada at 877-230-3062. Also, that number is very good for international callers. The only difference is that you have to dial your international calling code and then 877-230-3062. 1-800-230-3062. I have a teleclass that's going to be happening. It's my free Your Health teleclasses. It's going to be happening on Thursday, June 23rd at 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the topic for this month of June is anxiety and panic disorders. And I was just talking to my producer before I started the show that one of the things that we find is a major contributor to anxiety and panic disorders is low progesterone. So when a woman goes into that change of cycle in her life and then her hormones start to get a mind of their own or forget what they're supposed to do and they start to decrease and then try to vie for who's going to manage who, then a lot of times what we find when women, when they enter into that perimenopausal stage where all of these things change, is they suddenly start experiencing anxiety or maybe even having panic attacks when before they didn't. So in this teleclass, I'm going to be talking about anxiety and panic disorders. I'm going to be discussing the different disorders there are, such as OCD, post-traumatic stress syndrome, and then also generalized anxiety disorder. And I'm going to be really covering all of those disorders, some of their causes, the symptoms. But one of the things that I always like to do as a medical intuitive is I like to add the different perspective of not just looking at these changes and what occurs in the body, but looking at it holistically. So I'm going to be sharing some of the hidden psychological meanings behind the anxiety disorders in general, and then also some of the actual emotions and the metaphors and the behavior that's associated with OCD and the phobia, such as agoraphobia or claustrophobia or things like that. So again, looking at that, how they actually look in the energy field, the role that your personality plays in the development of these disorders, and then also, as I always do in all of my teleclasses, what conventional therapies do you have and methods do you have to be able to deal with them, medications, anti-anxiety drugs, antidepressants, and so forth. But I also add all the different alternative choices that you have that can work either in conjunction with medication or in many cases can actually manage or even eliminate the predisposition for anxiety disorders. So again, if you suffer from anxiety, panic attacks, phobias, or any of the disorders such as obsessive compulsive disorder, OCD, then you might want to listen to this free teleclass. It is free when you listen to it live. And then following the teleclass within a week, I'll actually have a downloadable audio segment of the teleclass itself, the entire recording of the teleclass, and then a printable PDF. So again, it's free. You can register on my website at www.ritberger.com. I hope you'll join me on the call, because one of the other things I do is after the call, I usually take 20 to 30 minutes and do exactly what I'm doing on my shows today, my show today, because I absolutely love it. I'm going to be taking your calls and we can get that one-to-one time to be able to answer those questions. One, the most common question concerning bioidentical hormones are, what are they? So let's start there. Bioidentical hormones are natural hormones that actually mimic the hormones that are produced by our body, but we lose those natural hormones in the aging process. When you think of bioidentical hormones, the key word is natural, meaning that they're not a synthetic hormone such as we used to see in the use of Premarin. But instead, they're engineered hormones that are derived from natural plant products, and they contain the exact same chemical structure as the natural female sex hormones, estrogen and progesterone primarily. And because they are natural, we can find a lot of benefit through the usage of wild yam creams and soy products. However, what I've found over the course of researching this and working with the different people that are involved in the bioidentical hormones, whether they're the clients or the physicians or the alternative practitioners that are using them, a lot of times it's really difficult for us to actually rub enough of these creams on our body or to eat the soy products to be able to really give the body what it's looking for, and that's the decline of hormones. So in this particular case, it may mean that you need to really work with someone that can do some testing to find out exactly where you are and then can really give you the type of the quantities and the measurements that are needed to be able to help your body the way that it needs to. Because bioidentical hormones actually mimic natural hormones. They actually strengthen and correct the body's major hormone imbalances, just even beyond the estrogen progesterone. They actually can help in the balancing of insulin. They can help in the balancing of thyroid hormones, and then also cortisol, which is something that as we start feeling, as especially in the female body, when we start getting these hormone imbalances, there's a natural tendency for us to become anxious or to become excited or to worry more, and those can have negative effects. And if we find ourselves in a chronic state, then what it can do is it can elevate the cortisol levels. Those cortisol levels actually can compound the problem. And then the other thing that bioidentical hormones really do work with are the adrenal hormones that are associated with the stress hormones. That can be adrenaline, corticosteroid, that in females actually mimics, it's kind of a faux estrogen in the female body. So when we find ourselves under a lot of stress, we find ourselves maybe, you know, like a cat on a hot tin roof, or experiencing irritability or this anxiety, not knowing what it really is. Well, now what we're doing is we're getting a faux estrogen that the body is looking at and going, I don't know what to do with it. Our body is completely flooded with the stress hormones associated with the corticosteroid, and then all of a sudden we find ourselves in this insidious cycle where we just can't seem to manage the stress. And then the third stress hormone is cortisol. The objective of bioidentical hormones is basically to balance and strengthen. And by doing that, they're going to help us actually sleep better. They're going to help us lose weight. We're going to have more energy, and we're going to increase a lot of the age, the resistance to age-related diseases such as heart disease, cancer, and then Alzheimer's. The loss of hormone affects both male and female, and not only physically. These loss of hormone, both in male and female, affect us mentally and emotionally. So it's really important for us, just beyond giving our physical body what it needs, to give ourselves psychologically what we need to be able to maintain that overall sense of well balance. So a way to think of it is, when our hormones get out of balance, females, we tend to enter into that perimenopausal cycle at 38. We may not actually see the perimenopause happen until 42, 43, but we do actually have a cycle. Men actually have something called andropause. They used to call it testipause, but they changed that. That men actually will start the same hormonal depletion and the decrease around age 60 to 65. So when we find that we're getting this decrease of hormones, we also get a decrease in the way that we look at life. We go from that maybe positive, balanced look of life as to that negative part, or feeling like we can't cope with anything. We feel like a lot of times it can lead to depression, where we don't feel like we want to jump out of bed in the morning. Maybe we're finding ourselves experiencing fears that many times we felt that we had dealt with, whether we dealt with them just through addressing them or maybe through psychotherapy or working with someone, and then all of a sudden they seem to bubble up to the surface again, and it makes it very difficult for us to cope with life. One of the things that I've consistently found as a medical intuitive in looking at the decrease of hormones is that the health and the well-being of the body is, of course, physically tied to this decrease of hormones. But what I've really found is that as our body is what we eat, our body is also what we think. So when we get into a place where we start not having those hormones in balance to get us up in the morning, to give us that optimism, that hope, that courage, that inspiration, that kind of I can do attitude and everything, then what we do is our thoughts can start to deceive us. There can be self-deception. We can find ourselves in a spiral where we can't seem to get mentally clear. We start to become irritated with ourselves. Then with that irritation, we start creating self-destructive thoughts. And then all of that pattern actually speeds up the decrease of the natural hormone the decrease in hormones that happen just with the aging process. So what we want to do is we want to give the body what it needs. We either need to give it bioidentical hormones, find some way to deal with it from that hormonal standpoint, but we also need to feed it positive thoughts on a daily basis. And those are as important as if we're going to be rubbing creams on our body. So you can see, as the way that I look at things as a medical intuitive, is that all of these things are really interwoven, and that while we can deal with the physical body, we also have to look at the effect of our thoughts and look at the emotions that are associated with it. And we've got to help ourselves on all levels. And Bioidentical really does help a lot of people on that physical level. Positive attitude helps people on that mental level, finding joy, peace, happiness, finding some passion, whether it's the mother of all passion or just a little bit. All of those things go a long way to help us prevent that loss of vitality, to reach that place where we become emotionally numb or indifference, that mental confusion that happens, the indecisiveness that happens, and then also the effects that comes from the stress that impacts short-term memory. So if you go and you look at the whole process and you look at the bioidentical hormone therapy treatment as being able to help the physical body, then the goal of those treatments is to help both men and women not only bring back their zest of life, but also to ward off a lot of the senility that comes with aging. So again, very, very important understanding, controversial, understanding the fact that a lot of people are maybe confused. You have to know your family history. But if you find yourself being uncomfortable in your skin and not being able to cope, or you're just plagued with night flashes and hot sweats and so forth, then you might really want to open up your thinking and explore the world of bioidentical hormones. I think you'll find that there's a lot of information that can be of great value. So I'm going to continue talking about this in the next segment, but what I'd like to do right now is I want to jump in and let's go in and I'll start taking some calls. And I believe the first call is Yuri. Is that correct?
Yes.
Hi, thank you for calling me. You're from Toronto.
Yes, I am. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, you are most welcome. How can I help you?
Yes, Carol, just want to sort of have your insight regarding how can I stay more on the path. I had a history. I had a nervous breakdown a couple years ago that manifested into anxiety and later on into depression. And I think I'm doing very well now as opposed to where I was.
Yes, you are.
Years ago, and I think I'm on the right track, and I did it without any major pharmaceutical intervention. What I'm dealing right now is I'm on the not regular, but occasionally I have this moment where I feel that my symptoms sort of coming back to me, and that creates an anxiety, and I sort of have this vicious circle of what looks to me like post-traumatic,
right
syndrome. And, I'm having difficulty dealing with that, how to calm this down. It takes me about a week or so of sort of meditation and working on that spiritually in order to distinguish the fire in my head.
The first thing, Yuri, and thank you for sharing all of that. The first thing is that when we look at the dynamics of the anxiety and the depression, we have to look at it from the chemical aspect of it, especially when there's the anxiety, the disorders. It could be the PTSD, or it could be something called general anxiety disorder, which is that low grade kind of looking over our shoulder, that apprehension, that worry part of it. When we look at anxiety, anxiety tends to be a deficiency in dopamine, and then depression tends to be a deficiency in serotonin. Both of those are neurotransmitters that help keep the body, the brain, receiving the messages with the reality or the validity of what those messages are. So when you're looking at this and you are light years beyond where you were, and I want to go in, sweetie, because you're very open to me to be able to do this. I'm going to tell you, because of where you are, I want you to go back 3 weeks and look at where you were 3 weeks ago and look at where you are today and look at your progress. While it may not seem like it's the big, change of it, you keep going back into kind of these hormonal cycles, these neurotransmitter cycles that actually are deficiencies. There, I can pick up genetic predisposition for both of those. It feels like it's really, it'd be normal to say on your mother's side, but it feels like more of your father's side. So you've already got a predisposition there. That doesn't mean you're doomed. It just means that there are going to be times that these cycles are going to go through those ebbs and flows. In that particular process in the neurotransmitters, when you get low in the dopamine, you're going to, the body's naturally going to experience the anxiety aspect of it. And then the serotonin and the deficiency of the serotonin, you're going to go from anxious, like, woo, I can do almost anything, to I can't do anything. So those two are really important. And when we're looking at what you're dealing with, we really have to look at it kind of from the chicken and egg. Was it the psychological part, the stress that created the imbalances, or was it the neurological imbalances in the brain that created the outcome? In your particular case, honey, this is actually a genetic predisposition. Again, you're not doomed, but it is something to let you become aware of the fact you're going to probably continue to have these cycles. Every time you have these cycles, where you were even 3 weeks ago to where you were today, you are today, is you're shortening the cycle and you're minimizing the impact. Please hang on to that, because that's progress. Okay. And the more you do that, and the less that that fear and those anxieties pull you down into those, you know, kind of rabbit holes or those deep places, then the stronger you will become. There's things that you can do from a dietary standpoint. One of the things that seems to be really a process associated with anxiety disorders, and those can be just daily anxiety or any of the disorders themselves, there tends to be a magnesium calcium deficiency. Now, let me tell you also, honey, when you have a dopamine and a serotonin deficiency, then it isn't uncommon to have a calcium magnesium deficiency as well. So you could look at putting into your daily regimen more magnesium-rich foods. You could look at actually taking supplements of magnesium. It feels like your tummy needs to be, you need to be really sensitive to that. You don't want to overload your body. It seems to, if I, you know, we came in and had you do a whole bunch of supplements, your body would just kind of rebel. This would cause a cycle. So again, little tiny baby steps, but look at things like that.
Yes,
most important. Yeah, go ahead, sweet.
Sorry. Yes, I tried magnesium, and I felt like it exacerbated the experience with anxiety, so I just stopped taking that.
Good. And just remember when you're doing this, Yuri, is that everything's a cycle, sweetie. The whole body, the circadian rhythm of the body, whether we tie it to sleep or we tie it to cycles. Our body is constantly going in cycles. Sleep state, we go into that light REM. When we first go in, we do a lot of dreaming. That gives us a lot of clearing of the daily minutiae that we pick up, the stress that we pick up, the perceptions, whether they're real or false. And then it goes into the deeper REM. So one of the things, honey, is just think of yourself as cycles. And then what I would start doing is actually putting on a calendar what these cycles are, and then start becoming aware. Are there food triggers? Are there stress triggers? Are there things that you can do, the mindful breathing? Once you start getting those little indicators, that's when you want to jump on top of things. Then when you get into the higher places where it feels like it's back in balance, then you'll want to maintain some things, but you may want to drop off other things. So the thing that I pick up the most in you, honey, that I would like to just share with you is that you have found hope again in your heart. And I know when I touch you, Yuri, that there may have been others that helped you along this way, whether they were support, sounding boards, therapy, whatever. But I want to tell you, you're the one that turned your hope light on. You're the one that woke up one day literally and said, you know what, I'm going to get a handle on this. You're the one that's created this. And because you created it, honey, you can continue to create it and you can make it better. I really do believe that.
Thank you so much. Just a quick question regarding 5-HTP and ashwagandha. In times when I do feel that the cycle is sort of coming back from anxiety, could I sort of introduce some supplements to mimic, to increase the levels of dopamine and serotonin naturally, so to speak, without pharmaceutical intervention?
Absolutely. So what you can do is 5-HTP can be very, very helpful for you. Again, every time I touch you, I kind of get this stomach kind of comes up a little bit, that you have to be very sensitive how much when you take it. So if you find with the 5-HTP that there's times maybe it just doesn't feel right in your stomach, a lot of people will take it at night. Maybe you want to take it in the morning. Tyrosine also is something that could you could look at. There's actual foods that could help you. Again, trying to just go in, I'm going to throw things out. Turkey is a wonderful way, meat, to be able to help it. The only thing is, your tummy just said to me, it's acidic. I need to be careful of acid alkaline, Carol. So there are things that you can do that way. But when you start finding those little indicators, sweetie, that's the time to really kind of jump on this and then give your body the support it needs that will help balance it through these cycles. And then what you'll find is the cycles will become shorter and how they impact you. And my sense is, based on what I'm picking up, is that you're experiencing less frequency. So see, it's all working.
Great. That's what I wanted, that just to hear reassurance. I feel internally in my heart that I am on my right path.
Yes. Oh, it's, yes, you are. Oh,
I'm
yes.
I'm much more aware, so to speak, aware of the situation and the more awake, actually.
Well, the very thing you're working on in your own self and how to deal with this, and especially because what you're dealing with is kind of, and I hate to say it this way, but it's normally associated with the female body. For you as a male to work with this, can you imagine the value you will be to other people, other males that experience this, that don't know what's going on, that aren't sure why they're having these different things? I mean, sweetie, there's a beautiful metaphysician and healer within you, that what you're learning on your own and what you're doing is really going to be of value to other people, and especially men. So you know what? That's where you need to go. You are so welcome. Thank you so much for calling me. I am going to be taking more calls when I come back, but I want to take a quick commercial break right now, and then I'm going to be back to talk more about bioidentical hormones and taking your calls. Stay tuned.
If you have a question for Carol, call her now, toll free at 1-877-230-3062.
How would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing.
Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true. You can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest. You can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you, so next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show for the host and for others.
The word hormone means to arouse and excite, but that's not always easy when we're running low on hormones. And that is because of the aging process. It's because the changes that the physical body naturally goes through. Great way to start the second segment, isn't it? Thanks for joining me today. I'm your host, medical intuitive Carol Reitberger, and today I'm discussing menopause and bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. Again, very exciting, a hot topic, especially in the medical field, but also very controversial. So I've been trying to add information and share information that can be of value for you as you go through these rites of passage and this change. And, you know, I really came in with menopause as the approach because so much of my listening base are females, but also it's important to remember that men go through a rite of passage also. It's just that with females, it's a lot more obvious than with males. But males actually at age 55 to 56 actually start the decrease of testosterone in their body. At age 60 to 65, it becomes pronounced. Age 70 to 72, a lot of times males will experience a loss of libido, a lot of the memory loss. So when we're looking at bioidentical hormone therapy, this isn't just for women. Men can look at it as well and see if it's something that can help them in their anti-aging process to be able to keep that vitality, that decisiveness, that zest for life and that competitiveness that keeps them just kind of running on all cylinders and everything. I am going to be taking your calls. I only have time for a couple more. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do that, but I'm going to invite you to call me at 877-230-3062, and I'll take in your call and squeeze in as many as I can in this next half hour. Also wanted to let you know that my May Your Health Teleclass audio and printable PDF are all now ready for purchase on my website at www.ritberger.com. The topic for May was asthma, and then again, I give a very holistic perspective. I found as a medical intuitive, if we can get a comprehensive picture, meaning physically, emotionally, mentally, and even energetically, of what's going on around different illnesses, then we're well-informed and more in control of being able to enter into the healing process in an area that we feel like we can really take charge and be of control and be able to get the healing results we're looking for. I do have a try before you buy feature on my website, www.ritberger.com. So you can actually listen to a short segment of the teleclass itself on asthma and then read one of the pages of the printable PDF. My PDFs tend to run anywhere from about 22 to 48 pages. So you can see that there's a lot of research and a lot of information, not only what I share, but clinical information. And then again, all of these alternative choices that we can use in addition to medication or instead of medication. And one of the things with asthma is that asthma does respond very, very favorably by using different alternative choices, something as mindful breathing and so forth, and being able to calm yourself. I found as a medical intuitive, asthma is tied to worry and grief, something we all experience, and that if we can look at those different parts of our life and deal with it psychologically, it goes a long way in healing asthma, because even doctors will tell you that asthma tends to be more of an emotionally charged illness in the body rather than a physical illness. So if you're irritated with yourself, it may be a precursor for asthma. Again, interesting information. You can go to my website, www.ritberger.com. You can actually purchase it online right there, and then you'll receive the MP3 download if you buy the audio or the printable PDF, and then do print it and then spend some time with it. So how do you know if bioidentical hormones are right for you, and where do you find doctors or alternative practitioners that are going to be able to administer the hormones? The best way to find a doctor or even a practitioner, maybe a conventional doctor with allopathic, meaning that they're very their programming and the way that they approach illness is very fundamental in allopathic medicine, integrative medicine doctors, which have the allopathic background, and then also the alternative and then alternative practitioners. One of the ways to find them is you can go online. Suzanne Summers has a wonderful website that can help you connect with doctors. And then also, if you have a local compounding pharmacy in your in your area, then what you can do is go and talk to the compound pharmacist and ask them, are there any doctors or practitioners that are working with bioidentical hormones? They're always happy to help and to be able to refer you to someone who will be able to actually help you with this. And the reason for compound pharmacists is because they're the ones that most often fill the prescriptions. One of the things that to know whether it's right for you as far as bioidentical hormones, I always encourage you to get a blood test. You want a blood panel that's going to actually test your hormones, estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone, to see what you're dealing with. Unfortunately, insurance companies don't pay for this blood work, but it is a good way for you to know, and whoever you're working with to know, where are your levels at that time. And if you have that information, then you're able to start with the protocol, whether it's progesterone cream or estradiol. You're able to really start working with it, with where your body is. And then what it'll do is you'll actually experience the benefits of using the bioidentical hormones more rapidly than just kind of doing that hit and miss. Again, there may be a little bit of that, but again, it will help you down. So there's all different kinds of labs. There's life extensions that have tests. Again, lots of places you can go. Rocky Mountain Lab, I believe it is, in Georgia, covers the different bioidentical hormones. But again, a little bit of research will go a long way. So again, you'll need to get that blood work and so forth on it. When you are going to do the blood work, I always suggest with people is that you do a lot of a good detoxification diet. You'll want to not overload the body, clean the body as much as you can. That may mean just doing a lot of fruits and vegetables, and look at a good cleansing diet. There's a lot of wonderful books, Nutritional Healing. Also, Linda Page, P-A-I-G-E-P-A-G, in some of the cases, has a lot of great information. Dr. Andrew Weil has great information. So a lot of people that you can turn to. And so, but you do have to know where you are. The other thing is you have to know your family history. If you have a predisposition for breast cancer in your immediate family with your mother, or even in your mother's lineage with sisters and so forth, you really need to talk to someone about that to be sure that it really is right for you. In my particular case, my mother had breast cancer, so I'm not a candidate for bioidentical hormones. And I could have pushed and said that, yes, I wanted to, and I know that it would have helped me a lot with the things that were happening in my body. But because I had that direct connection and the genetics of it, I decided that I would find other ways to be able to work with it. So again, it's really a conversation between you and whoever you're working with to decide whether they're right for you. One of the things that's nice about the bioidentical is you could go on and try them. If you do find that you have negative benefits from them, maybe they do change sleep or something, you can always work with someone. The most important thing is work with someone. So there's some things that you can do, as I've had to learn to do, since I'm not going to be taking the bioidentical hormones, and remembering that the body is also it's what happens physically, but also what happens mentally, is that one of the things that I found and I share with people in my different workshops is that if you can find ways to psychologically make yourself be happier, enjoying more of a happier, healthier life, then what you'll do is you'll find those thoughts and the emotions associated with them actually can go a long way with dealing with a lot of the imbalances in the body. And the reason for that is thoughts and emotions also have an energetic, but they have a physical component to them as well. So here's some things that you can do. Do what you love, meaning something that you feel passionate about. And that can be something as insignificant as literally getting up from the desk and going outside and working in a garden. If you enjoy the outdoors, if you enjoy nature, then you have some passion around that. And again, it doesn't have to be passion, meaning what you're going to do the rest of your life, but give yourself something every day that you enjoy doing. Surround yourself with people who make you feel good. So often we find ourselves surrounded with people who tend to energetically engage us in a point, or mentally engage us in a point where their problems become our problems and now we become burdened by them. That's part of life. It's understandable. But really put yourself around people and share time with people who really feel good. Heal your relationships with your parents, your siblings, and then also your mate. make fun and relaxation a part of your daily schedule. This is especially important for the green personalities. If you don't have a little bit of fun every day, then you're not going to have a fun day. Learn to love yourself and accept who you are and all of your strengths as well as your idiosyncrasies. We certainly have both in order to be able to help us move forward in our spiritual journey. Those idiosyncrasies are the things that bug us about ourselves that give us the opportunity to change those things about ourselves. Practice self-forgiveness. This goes a long way in helping us feel good about ourselves and feel good in life. Create more time for intimacy in our relationships, and I mean with partner, significant other, husband, spouse, whatever the term may be. You want to hold hands. You want to snuggle. You want to be able to have those conversations where you get down and you really get to talk to each other. It's not about talking about all the stuff that happened during the day. That's how those conversations often start. But spend time talking about your dreams. Where are you? What are you looking forward to? And then also asking your spouse, your partner, your significant other, those things as well. They go a long way. Connect with your creator, your God, your Buddha, your Krishna, your Allah, your goddess. Again, the name of whatever that divine creator is not important as long as it connects you with your creator. Also connect with your inner guides, your angels, because this is the part of us when we get to the place where we can't get out of our own way. That connection with our angels, our guides, and our creator is one that we can turn to, and we can just literally let go of the process of trying to fix them. And we let go and we change the chemistry in our body. Our heartbeat changes, our breathing changes, hormones balance change, and then all of a sudden we find the courage and inspiration that we need, and we find the answers that we need that we can't find when we're mentally confused. And then most important, Dr. Norman Cousins talked about this in his book, Anatomy of Illness, but the best thing we can do on a daily basis is to laugh. And if you have a hard time laughing, do something that makes you laugh. We have a lot of human experiences that if we looked at them that we do on a daily basis can make us laugh. Put on a Lucille Ball or whatever it is and laugh yourself to good health. All of those things are very, very important. Again, bioidenticals can help physically, but all of the things I just shared can help us a lot when it comes to the healing and overall well-being of the body, mind, and soul from the standpoint of just having a very good belly laugh on a daily basis. All right, let's jump in. I'm going to finish out the show taking calls. Hi, Chris. How can I help you? You're from New York. Thanks for calling.
Yes, I am. Thank you so much, Carol. It's my pleasure to talk to you.
Mine too, sweetie. How can I help?
I'm calling about, I feel I have low progesterone happening and some perimenopause symptoms happening. So I just started some of the progesterone cream.
Good.
And, you know, I'm kind of young. I'm only 35. So I'm wondering, what's the background to this? Why is it kind of starting already?
I can go in and I can tell you that it goes back to your grandmother.
Really? Okay.
And so, you know, some people's bodies just wait until they go into perimenopause at 46, 47. Some start it earlier. Sweetie, if you go back to 8 years old and you go from 8 to 13, 14, when you actually started a lot of the preparation that the female body does from the standpoint of the hormone balances and so forth that create that menses cycle that we go through for so many years. If you go back and you look at those times, you're probably going to find little telltale signs of this predisposition for hormone imbalances even at that point in time, sweetie. Then when you look at your cycles, you may find that your cycles, maybe it feels like to me that they started out where they had some consistency and then they started getting inconsistent and then they become consistent again. So there's the predisposition. The other thing is that it feels like when you were carrying your child, do you have two children?
One.
Okay. Do you know that there's another child in your field? Do you want a second child, sweetie?
I would love one.
Well, there's a child in your field. I don't know what that means, but I can tell you that if you're feeling some of these hormone highs and lows and everything, it may very well be that somewhere your body is saying, oh my goodness, I pick up this other child in my field. And it may very well be that your body is also preparing itself to be able to become pregnant again.
Really?
So again, okay. I was just touching it and all of a sudden I picked up these two children and this one child came in and said, okay, talk about about me, Carol. This is what I need to know. So, but what can happen is that in your particular case, and this goes back to your grandmother, probably when your grandmother was carrying your mother, there was a predisposition there for these hormone imbalances to get really out of balance, especially when you go into that first trimester. And then the whole pregnancy, your body's trying to be able to restore its balance. Then you get through being pregnant, and then it's like, oh my gosh, what do I do now? And so there's a cycle there as well. But
that's
it just
so
feels
interesting,
like,
Carol, because when I felt this all come on is after I had my son.
Yes, yes.
It's been since then.
Absolutely. And the thing is that when we go in and we think of estrogen and progesterone, we also have to think of it as being tied to the neurotransmitters, the serotonin. A lot of times postpartum depression that women will experience is low progesterone that basically impacts the chemistry of the body, the pituitary gland, and then the hypothalamus, which is where we get the low serotonin or the spike of serotonin. It kind of bounces around. So that's something, sweetie, that you can, you know, kind of look at as well. But being young like this, my sense is that this low progesterone cycle is something that was part of the process, that was part of the inherent genetic part of it. So when you get there, look at some of the things. I throw age away when looking at it. Look at the things. Do the progesterone creams. This will be very important for you, sweetie, if you are deciding that you want to get into the state of the physicalness of your body to get pregnant. Estrogen is still kicking in. It's kicking in on a very normal cycle. But what's happening is estrogen's kicking in, but progesterone isn't telling the estrogen to back off. That's very important for the maturation of the eggs, very important for the buildup of the endometrial lining in the uterus, for the egg to be able to adhere, for menses to happen. So again, a lot of dynamics that are there.
Okay, I was thinking, so is that kind of like the estrogen dominance that I hear being thrown around, that term?
Well, you know, it would be. So excuse me, I have to kind of just think it through real quick.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Because
I'm sorry.
No, sweetheart, because your question is a perfect one. And, you know, thank you so much, because it's going to help another process. Anytime we get low on progesterone, there's a natural assumption that we are estrogen dominant. In many ways, that's true, meaning that our body, the female body, is producing estrogen. But it isn't always the case of being estrogen dominant. And excuse me for talking in riddles. Sweetie, you're not estrogen dominant. Your estrogen kicks in the way that it needs to. It runs its course. It's just not getting progesterone saying, okay, you can stop now. That can stop that cycling. Estrogen dominance tends to be women that overproduce estrogen.
Okay.
And as a result, they produce more estrogen that can create more stress, that creates faux estrogen, that can then deplete the testosterone. You've still got a good, healthy level of testosterone, sweetie. It's just the progesterone. So for you, honey, you're not estrogen dominant. You're very estrogen stable.
Okay.
For other women, they can be estrogen dominant. And then it's a completely different dynamics that happens in the body. And excuse me for splitting hairs. I know it's one of the things with my personality.
No, but I appreciate it.
Yeah,
very much.
I don't want you to get caught into doing research or a process that's going to make you look at things that you're really not.
Yeah, wonderful. Thank you.
Clarifying
that.
You are most welcome, and thanks for calling. And I do just one little kind of last nag.
Yes.
If the timing isn't where you want to have this other child, beware, my love, because your body is preparing for it. So, not in your agenda or husband, you need to be a little careful there, sweetie.
All right, I'll tell my husband, yeah.
Oh, he'll love that. He'll go, you did what? You called a radio show, and she said that you need to be, what is this? That's okay, honey. It all works. So anyway, thanks very much, Chris. You have a fabulous day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. So Lulu from Edmonton, Canada. Today's my Canadian day. How are you, sweetie?
Hi, Carol. Thank you, Carol.
You are most welcome.
Yeah. Carol, I just wanted to ask you, I had this low back pain. I had a job injury a few years ago, and now it's just spreading all to my left, my whole left side up to my neck. It's really, really painful.
Correct.
I'm just wondering what to do about this. I exercise every day, and I do all the right things. But
you are, sweetie.
If you could help me. And the stomach bloating, Carol.
Yep. So let's go with the back first.
Okay.
Because of the, let's see, let me go in real quick. Oh, you're so open. Thank you, honey. The issue with the back that created the predisposition for it feels like injury in the back started at cervical vertebrae 1, right literally at the top of the spine itself. And in that particular vertebrae, the messages that are happening in the motor sensations, those nerves that go through the nervous system, the messages in those motor skills that are telling the muscles as it goes down, as I kind of play with your spine energetically, that goes down the spine, the message that's coming from the brain isn't getting down to the lower part of the back nerves the way that it needs to. So there's the first thing is when I heard you is I wanted to say to you with great love is let's get your head on straight. And what I mean by that is not literally the way that it sounds, but to literally what can we do to get your brain to seat in your skull bowl the way it needs to so that cervical vertebrae 1 can be as strongly charged and not being twisted. That vertebrae is twisted to the right, and then I can go down and find, as I go through your spine, each vertebrae is like tweaking just a little. So I get the first one to the right, the second one to the left, the third one to the right, the fourth one to the left, and I can follow that all the way down your spine, sweetie. So cranial sacral can work, maybe even some acupressure, acupuncture, someone who does chiropractic that works with the nervous system, versus actual spinal manipulation would be able to work with you. But what's happening, sweetie, the reason that you're having the pain is the muscles aren't getting the message as clearly as they need to. So they're getting tight. I've got lactic acid. I've got some inflammation in some of the tendons as I'm running down the left side of the body. And that's why it seems to be migrating up to the head, because that's literally where it all starts, sweetie.
Okay.
So does that help?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Stretching is good because it keeps your muscles moving. But what it does is that it can come in and it can change the dynamics of that sort of cervical vertebrae 1. One of the things that is in the cranial nerves is that there's cranial nerve number 10, the vagus nerve. That vagus nerve literally goes down and it runs down the spine, such as the rest of the nerves in the nervous system. It comes out at thoracic vertebrae 6. Between 5 and 6 and 6 and 7, we actually have a thoracic junction box there. And what occurs is when you get the pressure in the skull, puts pressure on that vagus nerve, that causes the stomach issues. That cranial vagus nerve actually animates the stomach, the lungs, and the heart. So it can create kind of a pseudo indigestion. It
yeah.
can create digestive issues. It can cause shortening of breath. And in some people, sweetie, it'll even cause palpitations.
Yes. Oh, my God. Yes, Carol.
So when you look at that, it may not even be the foods that you're eating. It may be the way you're sitting. It may be the memories that are stored in the muscles and everything. And I've only got a couple minutes, honey, and I
okay.
always hate to end this way. But, sweetie, do you have a fear? This is going to sound almost trite. Do you have a fear of dying? Have you experienced suffering or experienced the trauma of death either in someone in your family? That I'm picking that
yeah.
fear of death, sweetie. That's not yours, honey.
Oh, for myself, death, I just...
Yeah. No, have you experienced death of someone that's kind
yes,
of...
Yes. Yes, someone I love. Yeah, my uncle.
Okay, sweetheart. So what I find is a medical intuitive, that cervical vertebrae 1 is our fear of death. Sweetheart, you don't have a fear of death. I can feel it in you. You know, life is life and life
yes.
on the other side is life. But
yes.
you do have a memory, sweetie, about a death of a loved one that is stored in that vertebrae. And every time you get uncomfortable in your skin or your body suffers, that memory of your uncle, something that's there since you identified it, something's there, honey, it clamps you down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so one of the things that you might want to do is you might want to just go in and do some, maybe some psychotherapy work or hypnotherapy work with it. Your uncle and you were tied to past lives. Excuse me, I'm going to kind of run a big distance. Tied to past life, my sense is hypnotherapy would help you tremendously, sweetie. Get rid of this. It doesn't even belong to you, darling.
Okay.
That I think that will help you in everything else.
Yes, Carol, thank you so very much.
You are welcome.
You're a gift to us.
Well, you know what? And thank you, thank you, thank you. My heart is singing for you to be able to help us. Light and love to you. Light and love to all of you. Thank you so much for joining me today. It's always fun to share all of my information as far as being a medical intuitive and the way I see things. Please join me next Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on www.contacttalkradio.com. I'm medical intuitive Carol Reitberger. I'll see you next week on the radio. Light and love, and have a super week.
You've been listening to The Carol Reitberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com. See you soon.